Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we can come together this morning. Thank you, Lord, that we can come to your word. Let your word quicken our mind and our hearts, Lord, help us to receive it and to put it to work within us. They may produce the things you send it for. They may, Lord, that we experience, Lord, everything that you have planned for us to have. In Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we've been talking about resurrection power. And that is really what is inside us. When we become born again, when we are accepting Jesus as our Savior and Lord, he comes to dwell in us. So he's there. He's not far away. He's not up there someplace where we had to try to reach him. He's just inside us for us to be able to allow him to manifest his power. And the power that he has was the power of resurrection by which he came back to life after he was crucified. This is an essential belief for people to be Christians. It's not a question of participating in a church service or a question of participating in a set of ceremonies. It's a question of believing some truth. At the heart level, so that these things may produce result on a physical level, as well as a behavioral level and a mental level. And when we do that, then we can see the power that actually is released, we can release within us. The problem is, sometimes people are not able to release that power for one reason or another. But most of the problem there is because of unbelief. See, unbelief is something that is difficult to eradicate from within ourselves. And it's lingering there even if we have beliefs. I mean, we sometimes know some doctrines, which are actually nothing else than some teachings. And we agree with them. We think that that's what it says, the Bible says, and everything else. But when it comes to actually apply to ourselves, we have always some problems or something that comes and blocks us and really reduces to our ability to manifest what God has provided, what God wants us to do. But whatever breakthroughs you need for healing, finances, emotions, family, relationships, employment, protection, anything you want, always comes the same way. It comes by faith, that means by believing, and it comes by the word. You know, Psalm says very clearly that he sent his word and healed them. And in that healing, it includes everything that we have. All the aspects of our life. So we want to see today how we can become effective or overcome the difficulty in receiving. Okay? One of the major problems of major hindrances is that we don't connect with one element, one part of the understanding of how to receive and what is involved. see most of the things. Maybe somebody can close their doors. Thank you. Amen. They are having fun. We too. All right. So one of the major things is not to understand that God has already done everything that needed to be done. That the thing he has already given us, all these things. And so from his point of view, it is done. What we had to do is that there is a part for us that we had to do to receive. We had to actually appropriate what is already ours. But we have difficulty in wrapping our mind around that we have something that we don't see. That is already ours, but we have a problem in accepting the fact that we are to get it. And we try to get it. And we try to keep asking him to do something he has already done. And that's a complete waste of time. Because he cannot do anything else. Now it's our part to be able to receive. It's our part to really be able to understand what is involved in receiving. So it's not a question of being there begging God. It's not a question of being there trying to convince God, pulling his arm or whatever, so that he ends up doing it. It's a question for us to line up with what he has done so that we can automatically receive it. You know, all these things, receiving a breakthrough is easy when we stop trying to work for it. And we start instead lining up ourselves with what God said so that we accept it at a deeper level in our heart. There are, you know, I'm not going to be able to cover all the angles of this because there are a number of concepts that need to be understood, and we are going to deal with the major ones. Okay, but God has already done everything that he needed to be done. We had to accept that and stop trying to get him to do it. Now, if we go, we can start from a scripture here. It's in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. And understanding this scripture can help us a lot in what is follow. So it says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So first of all, you see, as soon as the basis of this, our ability to receive grace, which is really receiving things, gifts that God has given us. Grace is, charis, which is actually a gift that we don't deserve, but he gives it to us freely. Okay? And peace. The fact that we come to the place in which we can rest within ourselves and we are not anymore desperate to get stuff from God. Because we need it. See, the very moment when we feel that desperation inside means that we really don't believe it, we are not in the place actually to receive it. We have to get to a place in which we say, thank you, that the gift you give me, and I have it, and I'm okay. Even before the thing is manifested. Okay? But says there if something very important is by, how we get that? By the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now, the knowledge there in Greek is epignosko, which actually means, not just knowledge, but means the full experiential knowledge, or the full discernment, so you fully understand about God and Jesus our Lord. You fully understand what they have done and how they operate so that you can line up with them. Praise the Lord. See, often we have a very superficial understanding and appreciation of who they are, what they did, and what we have. And for this reason, you know, we just agree mentally maybe with the theology, the place that we are in, but really are not in the position in our heart to be able to receive the things that were done for us. As we continue in this verse, verse 3, says, as his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So, you see, this is how it happens. As his divine power, God's power, the power there is dunamis, which is actually ability, God's abilities, God, from that word dynamite comes, you know, so this is an indication of the power that's available, which is actually the power of resurrection, the power of creation. It's given to us, What tense is that? So this is done. You see, has already given to us, you know, what? All things. Can you say all things?
All things.
What does it mean, all things?
Everything.
Everything. So he has already given, past tense, everything that we need for life and godliness. Now, you know, I want to stress those two words. Life is not life the way we interpret and intend ourselves. The word there in Greek is zoe, which is actually the life of God, which is eternal life, which is a life that has the power of God inside. Is the life that God gave us at the beginning, before the fall. So he has given us through this life that is all powerful and reflects all the power of God to us and godliness. You know, sometimes godliness is a difficult word to understand and to appreciate what really means. But if you go to the Greek and you find out the origin of that word in Greek, you can see that the meaning, the basic meaning, it's not the literal, the way generally is literally translated, but the basic meaning means well worship or worship well. So this is giving us the ability, all everything that we need to be able to have the life of God inside us with all the implications for that, because this is resurrection power. And the ability to connect with God, because, you know, the only way to connect with God is to worship him. But to do it well. So you see that kind of, as we, through that knowledge, are enable us to have all those things already for us and to be able to have the life of God operating in us and to be able to connect with him. See, our connection with him is critical. Our connection with him is the way we receive it. Because, he's not far away, he's inside us, but inside us, we need to connect there. And this is the problem we have, because what is blocking us? We've been talking about that for a long time. What is the major block? Our soul, our thinking, our emotions, our ideas. All those, our will, sometime. Are you following me?
Yes.
So really, we are the block for ourselves to be actually receive from God what he has already given to us. It's done, but our poor perception. So we need that that full discernment of what he is and what he has done to be able to appropriate and receive, so that we can have actually the life, Zoe, the life of God inside us operating, manifesting, and we can worship him, I mean connect with him, so that that way we can pull that life, you know, to manifest from our spirit to our body and to our mind. Are you following me? See, this is when we start to understand that, then we have to take a position in what we believe and what we do. Okay? It's already there. It's given to us. But when we start understanding, so we need to seek that deep experiential understanding of about God and Jesus so that we can fully receive and appropriate the things that they have provided for us, they have given us, and that they are already done. Past tense. See, that's difficult for us, time-bound people, to be able to get free from the time dimension, to be able to say, okay, it was done 2,000 years ago and was finished. We can have it today. We can have it now. So we need to, in a way or another, get ourselves out of the time dimension. We have to stop looking at things from that perspective and get into the spiritual dimension where God operates, to draw from not far away and up in the sky, but down here, from inside ourselves, the power that He has deposited in us by coming to dwell in us. So when we do that, that's easy. Anything is possible. Jesus said, all things are possible to them that believe. Are you a believer?
Yes.
But the point is, are all things possible to you?
Yes.
Theoretically, yes. Practically, we bang against our own limitations. Okay? And so we need to deal with our limitations. We had to learn to take those steps. And God Himself has given us instructions for us to be able to go around our limitations. Okay? Let's continue here. So, the ability to have the life inside us. You see, remember, this is one of the things, one of the concepts that you had to start accepting and appropriating. You have eternal life inside, dwelling in you all the time, if you feel it or not. Okay? I think, let's say it. I have
eternal life
dwelling in me,
coming with me,
wherever I go.
Because
Jesus is inside me.
Because
I'm born again. Okay, well, see, that's the starting point. I mean, that truth, that's a truth. Do you accept that is a truth?
Yes.
I mean, are you born again?
Yes.
Okay, if you're born again, then you can say, yeah, that's the truth, because otherwise you need to understand what born again means.
Amen.
Okay, that's the beginning. I mean, do you have to create a groundwork or a platform in which you stand to be able to progress from there? If you have no basis and you just go around and are tossed from one thought to another, you're never going to get anywhere. You're never going to have the ability to receive from God. So we need to make a solid ground in which we stand. Our solid ground is Jesus. But, you know, we say that by the solid rock. But the point is, what does that mean? It's not just a word there. It's a question of understanding fully. And that knowledge that we talk about with this epignosko, you know, the full discernment of what He is and what He has done. Okay. Then, yes. So, you see, it's not just a name there. But beyond, you see, it's a name. But beyond that name, there is a lot there that we had to fully appreciate. It's not just a sound. Okay. So, where are we? Here. Through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. So you see, through the knowledge of him, we get these things. And he has called us by his, not glory, manuscript have his there. See, it's not our glory and his our virtue, it's his glory and his virtue. That makes it much clearer. Okay. So, by which this knowledge of him, we have been given to us, that's past tense again, have been given to us. So is God done already? Though it's already done for us. You know, exceedingly great and precious promises. That through these you may be partaker of the divine natures. So really, you know, instead of partakers, you can say also partners. Okay, so there is going to be a partnership between you and God. Or the divine nature. The divine nature is the life that is in us. You see, it's been put inside us. That Zoe is the divine nature put inside us. And we are partakers of that Zoe, which is the life of God, which is eternal life inside us to operate the way that God operates anywhere. It's his life. It's not ours. It's not our abilities. It's his abilities. But they are there, available to us, so that we may be able to benefit from everything. You see, this is his desire. Beloved, 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You see, the prospering of your soul is the fact of that knowledge that we are talking about here, the full discernment of what God and Jesus are all about and what they have done. Amen. I think we need more of those. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Have been given to us precious promises. Through these, you may be partaker of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You see, really, you know, everybody wants more and more. But the thing is, you know, when we have everything, we have everything. We don't need to lust about anything.
Amen.
We just got it.
Amen.
See, that's the peace and the grace. You know, the grace brings us peace. Because we don't need to be there craving after things that we got everything.
Amen?
Amen? All right. So that's a place, you see, we can see if we are in the right place by the way we feel. If you are desperate, you know, wringing your arms, hands, and doing things, and please God, that's not faith. That is desperation. And God is not moved by desperation. God is moved by faith. Okay. So this is God's part. See, he has done everything. He has given us everything that we can need. Now, there is our part. Continuing there on from verse 5. It says, but also with this very reason, for this very reason, for the reason, what Jesus just finished saying, giving all diligence. Now, instead of diligence, you know, eagerness, you had to be really keen about this. You had to, you know, to be aggressive toward that if you want to get anywhere. If you go around, you know, saying, well, okay, you know, I feel like doing something today and tomorrow I'm going to watch TV or whatever, you're not going to get it, period. You had to mean business with God. When you mean business with God, God means it with you. Otherwise, he doesn't waste his time. Because you know you're going to lose it anyway. Okay? It's what he has done it already. Doesn't need to do anything. Now it's your part. And your part is you to be keen, to be eager, to be aggressive. The kingdom of God is taken by force. Okay. So it says, you know, with giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. And virtue there, you can take it many different ways, but basically means effort. You make an effort for that. To virtue, knowledge. The knowledge here is the same thing that he said before. Actually, it's gnosko in this case. You know, you have to increase knowledge. You see, you add knowledge. It's not a big gnosko anymore. It's not a full discernment. It's just you learn more. That means, you know, you study the word. You go into the word. You try to understand more. You put yourself into that so that you are going to get the things you don't get. You haven't got to Yeti yet. Are you following me? Okay. Knowledge. To knowledge, self-control. That sounds like, you know, self-control is one of the fruit of the Spirit. The thing is, you know, and many of the others are in a way, so we need to control our emotions, essentially, so that we are not driven by our emotions. To God, you know, to self-control of perseverance, that means, you know, you stick with it. You know, it doesn't happen instantaneously. Most of the time, you have to keep working toward that. To perseverance, godliness. Godliness is the same word we used before. You know, you be able to connect with God. Worshipping well. Connecting with Him. Your relationship with Him is essential to be able to get your... See, your relationship with Him is not outside you. Outside you, it's inside you. He's there. Okay. To godliness, brotherly kindness. That means, you know, the way you relate to other people. To brotherly kindness, love, which is agape, which actually means, you know, the fact that you were well wishing toward others. All right? If these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge, again, that is epignosko again, huh? The full understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you will be not barren nor unfruitful. That means, you know, I mean, that should be enough to be a motivator for us to be doing those things. Well, you know, it's a bit of work. Well, what you get is much better than what you put in. Okay. Are you following what I'm saying? So we need mean business. But verse 9 says, but who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness, for has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. See, that means, you know, really, you forgot all what God has done for you already. And so, but if you are really aware, see, the full knowledge of God and Lord Jesus Christ means that you really know what they have done. So that by itself becomes a motivation for you to love them, for you to be connected with them, for you to worship them. You cannot be a lackadaisical Christian, or what we want to say, a cool Christian, you know, just give me around and whatever, if you really understand what happened when you were born again. Okay. What you actually have received. So essentially what he's saying there, all these things that we said before, is nothing else really that is boiling down, is walking in the Spirit. You have to start walking in the Spirit, because in the Spirit you connect with God. Okay. And really, you see, for example, you know, explanation walking in the Spirit is given in Romans 5:8-5. It says, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, to the things of the Spirit. So really the idea here is what you set your mind on. That tells you the story of where you are at. What is important for you is what you set your mind on. It's really what you believe determines what is important to you. You know, if you believe that, for example, if you spend time praying and connecting with God and worshiping God, you know, you benefit from it. You're going to spend time praying. But if you think you're wasting your time, you may do it once or twice because the pastor said to do it. But then you forget. You know, when I realize I've been praying tongues for, I don't know, many years, 40 years. And there were times in which I was praying tongues a bit. But when I start understanding the impact that praying in tongues has on your spiritual life, you start praying in tongues all the time. And this is what happens to me, especially more recently. You know, I probably never prayed in tongues as much as I'm praying now. And what I see is that the benefit that I get, not logically, because, you know, it's not the logical mind that works in that case, is by my spirit, I get stuff that I never got before. And without effort, it just pops up. When I read the scriptures, when I, you know, try to do something, you know, the answer is there. Because my spirit is being connected with the source of all the information. Praise the Lord. So this is something that you see, as the knowledge of Him increases, then you get to the place in which you actually start appropriating more of what you have already had there for the very beginning, but your limitations have not enabled you to take what is yours. All right. So you focus. See, what you focus on. For example, you know, the typical example is, and this applied, you know, especially if you need healing, but applies to any of the other areas, financially, whatever, you know, doesn't matter. But healing sometimes is more, for most people anyway, is more motivational. Because especially if it's serious, then you really, you know, want to get something. Okay? So in that case, see, you may go the extra mile. All right, to get there. So you see what? So you know when there are, for example, symptoms in your body. Okay, where are you focused on? Are you focusing on your symptoms, which is actually the physical things happening to you, or are you focusing on what God said, on the Word? You see. That is the scripture we just finished. You know, you set your mind in the things of the flesh or on the things of the spirit. Because if you set your mind in the things of the flesh, then you empower the things of the flesh. If you set your mind on the things of the spirit, then you empower the things of the spirit. If you focus on the word of God, then the word of God is going to be operating in you and is going to release what has inside it, because the word of God has spirit and is life. And so that's releasing within you from your spirit into your body some the power that is contained in the word, the truth that is contained in the word. Are you following me? So this is where, you know, what are we focusing on? I'm not saying it's that easy, especially if, for example, you are in pain. If you are in pain or other symptoms are there, evident, you know, if the doctor says, well, there is nothing we can do with you. What are you focusing on? What the doctor said or what the word of God said? They said all things are possible to them that believe. Or the word says that, you know, by stripes you are healed. So where is your focus? What you focus on, you actually release the power of. I think we ran out of time here. I want to just give you a little secret. The problem you never heard before. You know the scripture. The scripture says that, I'm going to read it just so that it's completely accurate. Let me see if I can find it here. Matthew 18:19 says, again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them of my Father who is in heaven. Okay? Now, you have the report of the doctor that says, you know, I can do anything for you. Or you look at your symptoms and says, oh, he's paining, I'm hurting and he's messed up, you know. Or you have the word of God that says, by stripes you were healed. Who are you going to agree with?
God.
You see, believing to activate your faith, you just have to do one agreement with God. So you are not anymore by yourself. Two of you, you and God is even more important than you, you know, are on the same line. You see, aligning yourself with the Word? So you make this agreement with God and say, oh, I choose you. Each time the things come to your mind, it says, no, I choose God instead of these people.
Amen.
Instead of myself.
Amen.
See, that releases you from the pressure that comes from outside. And you go instead from inside now. And you allow God to operate inside you to give you, to release the power of His Word.
Amen.
Do you think you can apply that?
Yes.
That's pretty easy, huh?
Yes.
But it's a thought, it's a powerful thought. It's agreeing with the Word, it's agreeing with God,
yes.
It enables you to get unstuck from what other people said. Amen.
Amen.
Let's close in prayer. Praise the Lord. Let's pray together. It's always good to just join our words and our faith. Amen? All right. So, Heavenly Father, thank you for your word and your power that you put inside us, so for providing everything that we need for life and godliness. So we have life inside. And we can worship you well, the way you want us to. And we praise you for that. Because this way, I can receive from you your freedom, your power, your healing, my breakthroughs, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. We just began.